Working with runaway teens or homeless youth in Waikiki, Carla Hauser saw a void that desperately needed to be filled. About a month ago, a new facility, a group home for teens, opened its doors in Windward, Oahu. Call it Project Rise. Carla Hauser joined us in studio to talk about its early success.
It actually stands for Residential Youth Services and Empowerment. And the beauty about that word empowerment is it really is youth-driven. It's what do they think they need in order to elevate themselves out of poverty, whether it's education, whether it's employment. We're really, as the staff and the agency, there to guide them, put a roof over their head, and then give them the resources and the referrals to the things that they need to do to elevate out of homelessness and create a better life for themselves.
Now, this program was created out of an experience that you had working at the Waikiki Health Center. Tell us about that.
Yeah, my experience at the Yo House, the drop-in center, was probably one of the greatest and yet most frustrating experiences I've ever had. Here it is. You have this tiny little house that is able to provide so many wonderful resources for youth when they're in crisis. And, you know, the one piece that was always missing was, where do they go at night when we close the doors after we've provided all the medical care and the food and the basic needs? There's still that shelter piece that was missing. And having it be a very low barrier, we're not going to ask you a lot of questions, but just give you a safe place to just sleep. And so that's really kind of where this project came from, was to address that particular need that we have. A lot of the data through Point in Time, through, you know, the Homeless Youth Street Survey that UH Center on the Family did, showed us that this population, this transition age youth population of 18 to 24, you know, they're in high numbers on our streets, and they are living unsheltered, meaning they weren't accessing IHS or Next Step Shelter for a number of different reasons. That's where a lot of the adults are that they don't want to be near. That's where, you know, it's often a scary place for a young person who's, you know, experienced trauma or harm at the hands of an adult. A lot of times they don't like the rules. They don't like being told they have to, you know, what they have to do. And so they were choosing to not seek shelter, and instead being in our parks, being in abandoned buildings, sleeping in cars. And that's, you know, a demographic that we up until now hadn't really addressed. So we're really excited that RISE can specifically target that population of 18 to 24 year olds in a very adolescent-specific approach, you know, understanding that they are still developing. They do still have a lot of very adolescent-specific needs, whether it's around substance abuse, whether it's around mental illness, behavioral health, medical needs. And so to be able to provide that for them and to provide those referrals for them has really been eye-opening at just how quickly the young people are able to elevate themselves out of their situation.
And so you folks have a, like, you know, group home, I guess, sure, on the Windward side.
Mm-hmm.
So what's your capacity at?
Yeah, so we're actually located on the 400-acre Kawai Loa Youth and Family Wellness Center that came about because of the legislation that passed this year. And so we were able to, working with the Office of Youth Services, basically repurpose the 400 acres that was previously the youth correctional facility. And, you know, through brilliant efforts through the judiciary and Office of Youth Services and a lot of the youth providers, we've been able to create a lot of diversion programs. We've stopped incarcerating young people because we've seen it doesn't work. All it does is create this, you know, creates a young person and teaches them how to be an adult criminal. And so being able to create this more therapeutic model that includes vocational opportunities, something that we can provide residential mental health facilities actually for our young people here in Hawaii. The current model is, if we have somebody that really needs intensive residential mental health, behavioral health, we ship them to the mainland. And so here it is, we finally have this opportunity to create this. And so one of the buildings on this property, we were able to refurbish and turn it into a two-tiered housing model that is kind of a mix of emergency beds, and that's our first tier, and that's for our young people who are still not sure about adults. They don't really want to engage. They don't want to do regular case management, but we provide them a safe place. Just come in. You can sleep here. It's nothing over the top fancy.
Just a crash pad.
Just basically, yeah, it's a cot with a footlocker. And so we're able to provide 8 beds for men and women total. And it's really peer driven because after they get a few nights sleep, which all of the research and all of our just basic understanding is that when you get some sleep, you make better decisions when you're not constantly worried about your safety. And so it's been really eye-opening to see them kind of come out of their cot, start looking around, and start seeing their peers who maybe were also in the encampment with them at one point, starting to kind of pull themselves up. And so then the second tier of our program is they actually get their own private bedroom with a nice twin bed, a dresser, very youth-friendly, you know, furnishings. And so once they've made that next step, whether it's, you know, where they're going to become employed, they're going to, you know, revisit finishing their high school diploma or enroll in college or whatever that next step is for them, that's the really great part of it, is it's whatever empowers them to want to make the another choice for themselves. And then, you know, we have a great common area. And so our young people learn a lot of the basic independent living skills, you know, how to cook, how to, you know, take care of your basic health needs. They learn how to shop properly. You know, we don't spend EBT at 7-Eleven. We go to the grocery store. So a lot of different just coming of age things that, you know, it's really hard to learn in an encampment when you're fending for yourself.
Right, but these are important life skills.
Yes, absolutely. You know, we've seen it a number of times where we try and take, you know, a homeless youth like directly from an encampment, from the streets, and try and place them into housing. And they'll do things like, you know, be boiling water and the pan's hot and they set it down on the ground. And, you know, in an encampment, that's fine. But in a house, you burn a giant hole in the linoleum. And so, you know, to be
minor.
Able to, yeah, just minor things, right. And so that's really, I think, one of the beautiful things is watching our house full of 20 young people right now kind of come together and teach each other, learn from each other, and just allow staff to kind of participate and chime in and really just kind of offer suggestions. As we all know, if you've had a teenager in your life, is the phrase "I think you should" doesn't fly with young people, and so we get creative in how we present some choices for them and just really get to sit back and watch them soar. It's been really fun.
So you basically have got this going still early on,
yep.
But it's created. It's at capacity now.
Mm-hmm.
What's next?
you know, we have this 5-year plan. We know that there is need island-wide. There's need statewide. When you look at, you know, some of the things that are going on in Kona and Maui, our plan initially was to open a second building in a year. And we've seen with just the high demand. I mean, we currently have 17 young men on our wait list waiting to get in.
Wow.
And so to have the ability to refurbish a second building on property is the direction that we're going right now. And then we want to look at different parts of the island. Right now, about 80% of the youth that are currently at RISE are from the Windward community. And that was very eye-opening. I think in my initial years with the youth outreach program, we thought, well, all kids who are, you know, homeless or on the streets, they all go to Waikiki. And we're finding, yes, a majority of them are there, but there is also great need in a number of different places on the island. So,
are there any other shelters for or group homes for kids like this on the neighbor islands?
I don't know about the neighbor islands. I know that Halekipa has run a number of excellent TLPs and independent living programs. They also run the emergency shelter for minors, those that are under 18. There's also a project in the works for the Queen Emma Street project that will hopefully service this particular population. They're still working out the details and
I know the Waikiki Health Center used to have a little wish list because I donated some of my son's, caps, ball caps, and shoes and backpacks when he went off to college. Do you have a wish list?
Oh, absolutely. Volunteers is probably the big one. People that are willing to come in and make a long-term commitment. We're not asking for, show up every day, but if you can come once a week, you have that time. You're willing to go through the training and make a commitment. Those are always really valuable, especially as we expand our mentoring program. We want our young people to have someone in the community that, they can call if, their washer breaks or just something along those lines. And then we're always reaching out to different community providers, whether it's faith-based or Rotarians, for meals. We like meals that you can just kind of pop in the oven. Every night around 6 o'clock, our young people gather around a dining room table and actually have a meal together, which is so unheard of now. And things like that, a lot of youth-friendly items. We go through so much milk and so much fresh fruit and protein because these are growing boys and girls. And so we always have a need for more of your fresh food items.
Then you folks also have a fundraiser, an event.
We do every year. So that's one of the amazing things about RISE is that we are privately funded currently. And most of our revenue is actually driven from an annual fundraiser. We've had one on the USS Missouri. We had a sock hop at the Stan Sheriff. And so this year we're going to be at Aloha Towers on September 15th. And it's a themed, say, Bon Voyage to Youth Homelessness and a boat day theme. So we're really excited about that. Doors open at 5:30. And I believe there are still some tickets available. My fantastic board actually is handling most of that, so I'm really grateful.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for sitting down with us and giving us an insight into what's going on in the community to tackle the youth homelessness.
Thank you for having me.
That was Carla Hauser, who is at the helm of a new group home in Kailua, a shelter for homeless teenagers.